It's Thursday afternoon, folks, 4th of May, 6 minutes past 4 o'clock, and as regular on a Thursday, we introduce you to the wine of the week, and our special guests from Tops at Lifestyle, Eamon Dowling and Valencia Maguaza, are in the house. Valencia is not feeling terribly well today, so we will forgive you for just sitting quietly in the corner and weeping into your beer. But Eamon, you've got news about the competition we spoke about a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, Dave. Yeah, thanks. It's come to an end. Can you believe May, April already gone, and we're into May already. It was the Graham Beck MCC competition, where you could win yourself a field bar, an umbrella, and a vintage collection of MCCs from Graham Beck.
Wow.
Worth to the value of nearly 6,000. Five and a half thousand. Nice prize.
So we've got the entry box here in the studio. You brought it across from Tops. It's no doubt packed to capacity, and we're going to draw a winner.
That's it, Dave.
Maybe
it
Valencia can raise herself from her sick bed to just dip your hand into the box, and I'll describe the action. Folks, I'll pretend that I am one of those old school announcers like Charles Horton doing the cricket. And Valencia Maguaza comes up to the box, puts the left hand into the air, and then drops it down, looking the other way, of course, so that she doesn't cheat at all. And out of the box comes a Tops till slip with a name on it. Eamon has taken from Valencia the till slip and is reading the name as we speak. And the winner is...
It's, I don't know if it's a lady or a gentleman, Dave, by the name of Hanno. That's all I've got.
Well, I
Hanno
think
and a mobile number.
I would say that Hanno is probably a gentleman, but I, you know, I might be wrong. But I know that the sponsor of our surf report is Hanno Schubel, and that might even be him.
Well,
we will hold thumbs. But whoever it is will receive a call very, very soon from Eamon and the team, and then you'll be invited to join them at Tops to collect your prize and have your photograph taken. We'll make you famous. And there it is. Congratulations to everyone that entered. And there's a new competition starting. If you didn't win this one, there's a very exciting new competition which we'll tell you about at the end of this little segment. But right now, we're introducing you to the wine of the week. It's the Sounds of Silence, Pinot Noir from Oak Valley in Elgin. I've just been reading the notes. It looks rather exciting. High up along the foothills of the Greenland in the cool climate of Elgin grows the ever so delicate Pinot Noir. Now, apparently the trick is, Eamon, it's to harvest the grapes at the right time, because they can't be too ripe and they can't be too green. They have to be, it's got to be, I mean, precise.
It's got to be a precise, precise harvest, Dave, yeah, to get the results of what they want to make this particular Pinot Noir.
And when they get it right, they get it spectacularly right. And,
yes.
And this is going to be an interesting bottle to taste. Shall we have a splash?
Yes,
definitely. And while you're pouring that, let me explain to you, because no doubt this is you're adding to your collection week by week, and we haven't steered you wrong yet. I'm very pleased to say. So this is the Sounds of Silence Pinot Noir. What you can expect, the nose reveals an abundance of floral notes, a characteristic of this vintage, with some dry rose petal. And then there's greener, earthy notes of, wait for it, beetroot and soil. Now, that might not be your thing, but the palate, they say, is very fresh and juicy, with dry strawberry, sour cherry, grapefruit and cranberry, with a lengthy, crunchy finish. Now, that all sounds a little bit like a garden salad to me. But let's take a look.
Sounds like a four-course meal.
you can forego all the rest of this. Just drink it. Yeah, it smells good.
It's just so light, Dave.
It tastes beautiful. Mm. Now, it's a red, but it's a Pinot Noir, which means it's a sort of... It's not a heavy red at all.
Mm. No, Dave, no. Very light.
So this
is very gummy. It's like drinking gummy bear juice.
Well, I was going to say, it's a little bit like a...
I shouldn't say that. It's wrong phrase to use.
It's like a refreshing beverage, you know, with a and wine can be. Why does one have to go heavy and serious? Yes. This is not frivolous, but it's light and
very light style.
It's delightful.
Very easy to drink. Very little acidity in the corners of your mouth. It's got a nice finish on the back of your palate as well. It doesn't sit there. It wants you to make pour another glass, Dave.
Well, it doesn't. I would say that for the strictly red wine only drinker, this will delight. But you'll find that the white wine drinker would find just as exciting because it's not a heavy...
It's not a heavy red. It's not like a Cabernet or your normal Shiraz would be, a big spicy, bold wines. Mm. It's very light, very easy drinking, slightly chilled on its own.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because, yes, it is slightly chilled, and that, I think, is where some of the magic lies.
Nice.
Some people prefer a red to be room temperature, and why not? But this particular Pinot Noir, I think you're quite right, needs to be somewhat...
chilled.
Somewhat cool.
Yes.
Cooler.
Cooler.
Valencia's pouring some on her white shirt to see how it stains. You're going to be doing the washing test. Omo, surf. I don't know.
I think the vanish test.
Super blue, I don't know. But don't pour it on your shirt. It won't work so well. But it's a very, very, very good. What is the price point of this?
Dave, it's not bad. It's $184.99.
So it's a middle of the range in terms of the price band. It's not a cheapie and it's not a terribly expensive, but it is a lovely addition to any cellar, I would imagine. Can it lie down for a while, or have you got to drink it immediately?
No, you can keep for another 3-4 years, Dave. It's only going to get better.
It'll improve.
It'll improve.
If kept in the right conditions.
That's correct, yes.
And at Tops at Lifestyle, you have sufficient to go around.
We've got plenty in stock. We have a nice feature story. Our new feature story started now for May, so we've got quite a lot of new wines that's in as well, and quite a lot that's going on inside the store. This will also be on tasting for our customers on Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2 on both days. So they'll be able to try it before they buy it.
And that is how we roll at Tops at Lifestyle. On a Thursday, you get to hear about it. And then if you want to try before you buy, as Eamon says, pop into Tops this weekend from 12 to 2 on Saturday, 12 to 2 on Sunday. They're tasting, or you will be, The Sounds of Silence. It's the Pinot Noir from, who is the winemaker? I'm looking it up now. Here you go. Help me. Oak Valley Elgin.
Elgin.
Yeah, and there it is. It's a good hint, top tip for the weekend, folks. Grab yourselves a couple of bottles and add to your lexicon of good wines in the cellar. If you don't have a cellar, don't worry. You can just buy it and drink it and love it, and then go back. Use Tops at Lifestyle as your cellar. They keep things at the right temperature and in the right supply. Eamon, before we wrap it up for today, you've got another news of another competition.
Yes, Dave, a very exciting one this now. It's with Hort Cabrières, as everybody knows them as Pierre Jourdain. So they do the Pierre Jourdain MCCs. You do your Hort Cabrières Chardonnay Pinot Noir and the Hort Cabrières Tranquil. Pierre Jourdain Tranquil. Now, Dave, I've given us, exclusive to us in KZN, absolute stunning KitchenAid. It's a KitchenAid, an artisan 4.8 litre stand mixer worth over 11,000 rand.
Wow, this is kind of professional grade, but designed for the really upscale domestic kitchen environment. An 11 grand KitchenAid mixer, which does a whole lot of stuff, I'm sure. It's a wonderful prize, and all you have to do to win it is...
buy any of the Hort Cabrières range or Pierre Jourdain range, either MCC or the still wines. Write your name and phone number on the back of the till slip and drop it in the entry box at the back of the tills, and you're in with a chance to win it.
And you can enter as many times as you like?
As you like, and it's running from May till the end of June.
So when you pop in for the wine tasting this weekend, and you know that you're obviously going to be in line for this magnificent prize, if you buy a bottle or two of the Pierre
Jourdain.
Yeah, there you go. Pierre Jourdain. Michael's brother.
I'm thinking of the racing driver.
Yeah, well, they'll tell you all about it at Tops at Lifestyle. And once again, thanks to my special guests, Valencia and Eamon. Every Thursday, they're in the house, and we give you the wine of the week. We'll catch up again in a week's time.
Yes, Dave. Thanks very much for having us again.
It's always an absolute pleasure. You're tuned to Radio Life and Style, the voice of Bolito.